Let's consider just a few of the reasons why some particular countries may or may not wish to leave the Eurozone. Greece has several striking features in this regard. It's the country that's had the deepest economic crisis, the most political crisis, and also the most civil disobedience. Yet overall, it's been surprising just how much the Greek citizenry appears to be attracted to the idea of continuing Euro membership. It's as if they don't trust their own government, and they view Euro membership as some kind of connection to what might possibly be a better life. There are two primary scenarios for Greece leaving the Eurozone. The first is that they cannot meet the continued conditions for getting aid from the rest of the European Union and IMF. The aid is cut off, and then to pay the bills, they essentially have to introduce some kind of paper scrip or new currency to pay their state employees and to pay their pensioners. A second scenario is not so much that Greece leaves the euro explicitly, but rather that due to bank runs and capital flight discussed in some of the other videos, well, the euros leave Greece, whether or not there's any political decision, and then at some point the Greek government again has to resort to printing scrip to pay its bills. What's striking and special about Ireland is just how high the per capita debt burden is. The financial crisis hit Ireland early on, and in response, the Irish government guaranteed the debts of all of its banks. This was a phenomenally high sum, and it remains to be seen whether Ireland as a whole can ever pay this amount off. There's a general expectation that once perhaps Greece, Portugal, and Spain are in some manner taken care of, that the Irish will see debt relief. This may or may not happen, but if they don't, it really is a serious question how Ireland will be able to keep on going without defaulting. In any case, the Irish have had relatively strong export performance. They view themselves as economically tied to Northern Europe. There hasn't been a lot of civil disobedience. And in general, the Irish will to stay in the Eurozone as seen as fairly strong. The Portuguese economy is currently in deep trouble. It is scheduled to shrink by about 3% in the year 2012, and unemployment is now over 15%. Perceptions of where Portugal stands have been changing quite recently. For 2011 and most of 2012, the perception was that the Portuguese public had more or less accepted austerity programs. Now, as we approach October 2012, that seems much less likely. In any case, some of the major scenarios for Portugal involve that country being swept along by events rather than initiating them. One possible scenario is that Greece first leaves the Eurozone, and then the attention of capital markets is focused rather rapidly on Portugal. Another possibility is that Spain leaves the Eurozone or continues to have very serious economic problems, and Portugal is dragged down by that. Portugal, Ireland, and Greece are relatively small economies. It's not that hard in quantitative terms to bail them out. The two elephants in the room are Spain and Italy. Spain has a very high level of private debt. It has perhaps the most serious problems with the solvency of its banking system. It has the most serious fiscal problems within the country because a lot of the provinces have heavy debts and the federal government is responsible for those. And at the same time, those provinces want to have more fiscal autonomy. Unemployment in Spain has also been running at about 25%, which is comparable to Great Depression levels. And overall, the political situation has been volatile. It's quite commonly believed that if there's going to be any flashpoint within the Eurozone, that quite possibly that flashpoint will be Spain. By the way, if you're looking to monitor Spanish economic progress or lack thereof, just track capital flight from Spain, which has been ongoing, and the drainage of deposits out of Spanish banks. Italy is the other large economy in the Eurozone, which is in potential trouble, but its issues are very different from those of Spain. A lot of the Spanish issues are quite short-term. The Italian issues are mostly long-term. The level of private debt in Italy is quite low. Large numbers of families own their own homes. But public debt in Italy is extremely high, and the country has long-term problems with economic growth. For instance, as of 2012, per capita income in Italy was actually higher 12 years ago, so that's negative growth over the last 12 years. And in terms of the birth rate and demographics, Italy has perhaps Europe's worst problem. The Italian government has talked a lot about structural reform, but not very much has been done. Economic growth remains sluggish. One of the problems in Italy is that a lot of the corruption and a lot of the inefficiencies are at state, local, and provincial levels, and they're not that easily reformed by kind of a big bang from the top coming down. It remains to be seen how much the Italian economy will grow in the future, but if it does not, it seems almost certain that Italy will be headed for a serious financial crisis. Note, by the way, that Italy is not currently receiving aid from the Eurozone or IMF, and it's not really on the verge of having to receive aid. Some people have argued this makes Italy more likely to be the first to leave the Eurozone. So, for instance, if Greece were to leave, they would lose a lot of aid, which they value. But if Italy were to leave, a kind of attitude, get out while the going is good, they wouldn't lose any aid at all, and perhaps in some ways that makes this for them a greater temptation. The Finns are not facing any kind of immediate financial crisis, yet there has been a lot of talk in Finnish politics about whether Eurozone membership is justified. The logic here is pretty simple. Finland is in part on the hook for various bailouts to other countries, yet it's not always clear to Finland what it gains from Eurozone memberships. Just to consider trade networks, Finland trades less with the other Eurozone nations than do other Eurozone members, and Finland trades more with Russia and, to some extent, the rest of the world. So it's possible that Finland could simply decide it's had enough and leave, and Finland is one country which could leave without this occasioning some kind of financial crisis within Finland. They don't seem on the verge of doing this, but nonetheless, many people have looked toward Finland as one possibility as the first country to leave the Eurozone. Which other countries might be first or early leavers of the Eurozone? Well, there's always Malta and Cyprus, but in economic terms, they're quite small, and even if they left, it probably would not be a major economic event. Germany and France appear quite committed. Could Belgium split up, and through that matter, part of Belgium would possibly leave the Eurozone? Maybe, but it doesn't seem to be on the horizon. In any case, history is full of surprises, so we need to give all of the Eurozone countries close consideration, but I've discussed just a few of the scenarios which I think are most likely and tried to explain why.